Welcome to the Haywood County Schools Report. This is Jill Barker, Assistant Superintendent, and your host. Today, I'm actually visiting Haywood Early College. A lot of construction going on here.
There is a lot of construction.
What's going on across the road, Ms. Fox, here at the community college?
Nursing building.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, saw a lot of work going on there today. Mm-hmm. And right across the street here on the campus of Haywood Early College, which is on the campus of the community college. So, you know, Haywood Early College in the last several years, Lori has received a lot of accolades. And I know you've been named the state secondary principal of the year. You've been the regional principal of the year. Your staff has been recognized and students as a blue ribbon school. And there's very few of those in North Carolina. So we're just proud of all the work y'all continue to do. It's not just you. It's not just your kids. It's not just your staff. It's all of y'all, and y'all perform as a team, and it's really a lot of excellence. Just everything in education you think about, from how you engage your kids to how you train your teachers to the relationships you build, it's just amazing. So no wonder y'all have gotten all the awards you've got, and I'm not surprised. But I'm here today to talk about the latest one, which is really, really cool. And if you haven't heard, Haywood Early College received Apple Distinguished School, but
yes.
It's from Apple Company,
right.
Corporation. So the exact name, they are an Apple Distinguished School. I'm going to let her tell you, but there are very, very few of these.
Mm-hmm.
How many in North Carolina schools?
There's four in North Carolina, two private schools, and then two public schools, and we're one of those public schools.
So that is just amazing in itself. It's been a journey, and we talked a little bit about that. And so I'll let Ms. Fox tell you just about their, you know, an Apple for our listeners out there. Those are, you know, computers, and y'all know if you've got an iPhone, that's an Apple. And so this school, several years ago, just went completely down that route instead of a PC route. So let's talk about that a little bit.
So all of our students receive an iPad and a pencil when they get here as ninth graders. And we have our own ecosystem within our school, our own app store. We teach them how to use it with fidelity early on in ninth grade. Our ninth grade teachers do a great job of doing that and kind of getting them into the apps that we use here. And then they just build on that until they leave us as seniors. But it's really amazing to watch what kids can do with technology and how creative they can be if given choice. And it just leads to so much more engagement on their part. We see a lot of just total student engagement in classrooms, and that's great to see.
I mean, these kids, they've, you know, you're younger than me, but, you know, I think back, you know, there were no cell phones, there was no technology when I was growing up, and these kids, they've grown up with a device in their hand. So it's very comfortable to them, and a lot of times it's people like me and my age that it's hard to transition. So for your entire staff to buy into that for your students has been amazing. I walked through the hall, I think it was the last time I was here, and I saw a student creating a video, an iMovie, with a book they had been reading, and just to be able to express themselves in that way is really, really cool. And it's not just an art class or a technology class. It's integrated into every class you teach here. Give us some examples of that. Like, let's say in a math class, just describe to the listeners what that might look like.
So in our math classes, students are using Desmos a lot. And students are also using all of Apple products, whether it's Keynote or iMovie or Apple Clips. Our teachers are very creative in letting our students do what they feel most comfortable with and exploring content in really unconventional ways. And my hat is off to our teachers who have had to work really, really hard to learn all of this stuff and then model it to our students. So I think our students are seeing our faculty buy-in, which in return is really pushing them to learn more about it as well.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. What I was saying, you've got a wide range of staff here, and they're all bought into this and willing to learn. And, you know, technology is a moving target,
it
so
is.
They continue to learn. Just like one thing I remember in a math class, you've got a great math teacher here, Mr. Brumfield.
Mm-hmm.
He's an excellent teacher. And he, you know, when students are working a problem with their pencil on this computer, on this iPad, he can actually see, you know, what they're doing and what their thought process is. and while they're doing it. So it's kind of different than walking around the room and you can see it on a sheet of paper, but he can capture that.
Yeah.
He can share that with other students mm-hmm. very easily. And so it just, it makes everything more efficient and more engaging for the kids.
Yep.
And you can also see that too, just mm-hmm. as a principal, if you ever want to jump into a classroom, you don't even have to leave your office, even though I know you're in their rooms all the time, mm-hmm. but you can see what kids are working on. In English, you can take a piece of a text and the kids can annotate that
yes.
right on their computer and then share it to a screen in the room mm-hmm. so other students can see. So I think that's really, really amazing.
Very powerful for a student to be able to mark up a text that we can't do in conventional books because we use them again the next semester, the next year. So when they get those PDFs on their iPads, I mean, they really, really mark them up and dive deep into that text.
It's been, I love to see that. And, you know, we were talking earlier before we started that most colleges and universities use Apple,
mm-hmm.
and that just puts your students ahead, again, of that curve mm-hmm. because they've been exposed to that. At one time, Apple was really expensive, and so, you know, our school system as a whole didn't go that route, mm-hmm. but we've seen those prices come down. And,
they are coming down.
And I've noticed a lot of principals that work with you, your peers have been real interested in. And I've been signing a lot of iPad orders lately, so maybe you can help train them. But they have become more reasonably priced, and so I think that will help. But
I think Apple knows to get into the world of public education, they're going to have to lower their prices
yes.
to compete with Google and Chromebooks.
And I do. I love that. So with this award that, gosh, I mean, two public schools in the state.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us, like, what you had to do to receive that, what all your staff had to complete, and then now that you've received that award, what are some of the benefits of that?
So we started this in the fall of 2017 and really wanted to make sure that we became what we needed to with Apple products before Apple came to our school and visited, you know, that we were really worthy of this distinction. So Apple has been here several times to see what's going on in classrooms. And then they invited us to apply, so it's one of those applications that you have to be invited to complete. We completed that this past year and was named an Apple Distinguished School. And we are Apple Distinguished School from 2021 through 2024, and then we will apply to continue that designation. But during that time, we have many, many professional development opportunities. I've met with principals from around the world. There's over 500 Apple schools worldwide in many, many different countries. So that's been neat for me to see how other school leaders are implementing Apple in their school, as well as our teachers have at least 10 sessions a week that they can attend online, and we've been hitting those really hard. So they're getting a bunch of PD with other Apple Distinguished Schools. So schools that look like us, we're beginning to be able to have conversation with them and share and steal ideas.
Can I come to one of those?
Sure.
If you have one coming up, I'd love to come
yeah.
sit in.
They're great.
I didn't know if they'd let me do that. But anyway, so you can see just winning this award has opened the doors. I mean, only 500 schools. That is really mm-hmm. amazing. So, and I know Ms. Fox would invite y'all to come out. She's always wanting visitors here to come see the good work coming at Haywood Community College. So give her a call at Haywood Early College if you want to come see.
Sure.
I know she would want to share this. But again, just congratulations to your staff,
thank
to you, and, you know, your kids. You've done an amazing job leading them, and they've done an amazing job of educating our students here. So thank you for all your hard work, and congratulations.
Thank you.